Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Sorry, Donnie.
God bless you. That was just his stretching.
Oh, I'm very aware. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. All right, gentlemen, it's time to put your mouth where your money is and your money where your mouth is, however that phrase goes.
Money where your mouth is.
Money where your mouth is. We have college games to pick. We have pro games to pick. We're picking them against the spread as we have all year, although last week, due to scheduling and time constraints and such, we picked the game straight up. Tell us how we did last week and how it's going in what will be our final picks.
Donnie has tied you, Joe. Donnie went 5-3 last week. Joe, you went 4-4. So Donnie and Joe are now 43-43.
Wow.
And the big difference for me was that Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight.
We're idiots for that.
And I picked Tyson to lose. I went, I don't know if Jake Paul, Logan Paul, whoever, whatever Paul it was.
Jake Paul.
Yeah, it was Jake Paul. I went 5-3 in the week too, so I'm 46-40. I have a little bit of a lead.
You have a 3-game lead? And that was worth 3 points. I'm
yes,
the idiot.
Yep,
I made the Paul
so
Tyson fight worth 3 points. And we both picked Tyson and he stood there. We should sue him.
Well, if you went with Paul, then right now we ought to be tied.
All right. So how many games this week? You know, what do we need to do? Because now it's not just who I think is going to cover spreads. There has to be strategy with me disagreeing with you to try to win.
So we're going
to
do the two college football playoff games.
Yeah.
And we're also going to do Chiefs Broncos, Chargers Raiders, Vikings Lions, Browns Ravens, and Bengals Steelers.
So 7 games.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you counted that correctly in your mind, because I didn't. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games.
Yeah. Should we go in a staggered order instead of just the same order every time?
Yeah, we should. Why don't we do that?
So, like, I start the first one or however
sure.
you want to work it
yeah,
around.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, whatever.
All right, go ahead. Let's go.
Go ahead, Donnie. Ohio State is favored by 6 against Texas.
I can't believe I'm 500, by the way. I was like 8 games under. Do you remember that?
It took a while for you to come back, yes, but you've crawled your way back.
I think that's pretty good, honestly.
I'll give you credit for that.
Thank you.
I'm going to take Ohio State here. I know Texas virtually has a home game.
Wait, what's the spread, Donnie?
6.
6.
Okay.
It's at the Cotton Bowl, too.
Yeah, but Ohio State has looked far and away like the best team in this thing so far. They look like they have been playing with their food. And in the last meal, that food was the 13-0 number one ranked team in the country for basically the entire season. And it was 34-0 at halftime. I'll take the Buckeyes.
Me too. I mean, I have eyes. I've been watching the games. They look like a juggernaut right now, don't they? And man, the way they performed the other day was just, it was shocking to watch in front of our eyes. What happened to them against Michigan? How did that happen?
That really is crazy to think back just how dormant the offense was in that game and then what they've done to Tennessee and now Oregon.
I mean, that was one of the most shocking results I think I've ever seen in retrospect.
It was.
But I'm taking Ohio State.
I'm taking Ohio State, too. They look like an absolute buzzsaw right now. And I have a big take to give after I give the next one. Notre Dame is favored by 1.5 against Penn State, Joe.
Mm. Some things I've liked from Notre Dame's quarterback. I think he's tough. I think he's a winner. Some things I haven't liked so much from him. James Franklin's team showed me a lot the other day. They took Genty and just ripped him to asunder. They pulled his limbs off in that game. I was very impressed with Penn State's defense, and I think they have some serious weapons. I think if James Franklin could just stick to running the ball more. Two games I've watched in recent Penn State vintage, that one, and now I...
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
I forget the other one. Maybe it was against SMU, but it was also at least one regular season game where I'm yelling at the TV, just run the ball. Keep running the ball. Don't do anything else. You're dominating the line of scrimmage. You have two good running backs. Keep running it. Just win conventionally. I don't know that I trust Franklin to do that, but if they do, I'm picking Penn State in this game.
I'll go. I think Penn State wins it and goes to the national championship game. I'm very excited for this. And I will just put this out there right now, and I'll say it because I said it yesterday on the show as well. I think this is going to be a Penn State and Ohio State national championship game. If that's the case, I'm going to go, and I know a lot of other people are probably going to go. In our Waynesburg group chat, we're talking about it. Me,
where's
Jeremiah Miller. It's in Atlanta, so it's drivable. That's drivable for me.
Can
Atlanta
I go?
Atlanta's drivable for me. Yeah, you can
will
go.
Will I be a buzzkill as, the old guy on
no.
a road trip?
Everybody is welcome in on
Donnie,
this good
do you
old family
go?
Fashion national championship.
I'll wear my Cam Hayward Ohio State jersey.
You'll be in the car trailing us, Donnie. You'll be in the next vehicle. You'll have to be
I'll wear my Larry Johnson Penn State jersey. No, I don't have one.
I'd
wear an Archie. I know. You know what I would wear? A John Brockington Ohio State jersey. He was a legend. I would go to that, though.
I have a gut feeling about this, and I hope I'm wrong. I think it'll be Penn State, Ohio State in the national championship game. Everybody will be saying James Franklin can finally do it and push over the top and win. And I think Ohio State wins on a last-second field goal and rips our hearts out again. I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Austin, you said this to us the other day, and I replied with, I would stand and applaud James Franklin if he played Ohio State to a field goal on a neutral field right now. I do not see that happening. Not that I don't see them getting there. Because I'm actually going to go a little reverse psychology and pick Penn State to win this game. Because it feels like every time we do this, just to spite that little guy in there I pick against Penn State, I'll pick him now. And we'll see if Big Game James can do it.
Holy horse milk. All right, we got to do this quickly.
We got to go very quick.
What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester. We got 2 minutes. 2 minute drive. Let's go.
Jeremiah Miller said, Donnie, that you can foot the bill if you go. That you would have. That's the only reason that you could be able to go with us. Chiefs at the Broncos, 10.5, Donnie. Broncos favored.
I'm going to take the Chiefs. I think they could win this game. I think the Broncos could be the team that blows it in Week 18.
Oladukin,
I'll take them.
Oladukin comes in, Chiefs.
I got Chiefs as well. Chargers favored by 4 against the Raiders on the road.
It's I'm going Raiders. I think the Chargers have got them a little choke in them this week. I'm going Raiders to cover. It's only 4 points?
It's only 4 points.
Yeah.
I'm going Chargers.
Limits?
I'm going with the Chargers.
I'm
going
to go with the Chargers, too.
So, wait, Joe, you're going with the Raiders or Chargers?
Chargers.
Going,
I realize
right, so
that.
Chargers
why is that point spread so small?
I don't know. I had to make
is
sure.
Is Herbert playing?
Vikings are at the Lions. Lions are favored by 2.5.
I think it's you here first, Limits.
I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions at home to win it, even though I love Sam Darnold.
I'm actually going with Minnesota. I think they get the job done, plus 2.5 on Sunday Night Football.
Lions next.
Browns at the Ravens, 20-point spread.
I'm going to take the Browns are just getting so many points. I think that maybe a backdoor cover could be in store. I'll take them plus 20.
Ravens by 40. Lamar clinches MVP.
I'm taking the Browns to cover. Bengals 1.5 at the Steelers. So everybody was picking a tight one
I
here.
Already said Steelers, and it's going to be 27-24 in overtime. TJ Watt puts an exclamation point on Defensive Player of the Year. And Boz wins it on a 46-yard field goal in overtime.
I have the Steelers winning this one and going into the playoffs on a little bit of a high note, Donnie.
I have Bengals 34-30.
What a Donnie Football Friday this was. Our best yet. Thank you, guys. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester?
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Limits, I'll see you Monday.
Yes, you will see me Monday. What about the 50-minute mark, Joe? I think you did that, right?
Yes, I did.
All right. Have a great football weekend.
Bye.